Far From the Madding Crowd, read by Precious Mustafa. It was Sunday afternoon in the farmhouse. Dinner being over, Bathsheba, for want of a better companion, had asked Liddy to come and sit with her. The mouldy pile was dreary in wintertime before the candles were lighted and the shutters closed. The atmosphere of the place seemed as old as the walls. Every nook behind the furniture had a temperature of its own, for the fire was not kindled in this part of the house early in the day, and Bathsheba's new piano, which was an old one in other annals, looked particularly sloping and out of level on the warped floor, before night threw a shade over its less prominent angles and hid the unpleasantness. Liddy, like a little brook, though shallow, was always rippling. Her presence had not so much weight as to task thought, and yet enough to exercise it. On the table lay an old quarto Bible bound in leather. Liddy, looking at it, said, "Did you ever find out, miss, who you were going to marry by means of the Bible and key?"
"Don't be so foolish, Liddy, as if such things could be."
"Well, there's a good deal in it, all the same."
"Nonsense, child."
"And it makes your heart beat fearful. Some believe in it, some don't. I do."
"Very well, let's try it," said Bathsheba, bounding from her seat with that total disregard of consistency which can be indulged in towards a dependent and entering into the spirit of divination at once. "Go and get the front door key." Liddy fetched it.
"I wish it wasn't Sunday," she said on returning. "Perhaps 'tis wrong."
"What's right weekdays is right Sundays," replied her mistress in a tone which was a proof in itself.
The book was opened, the leaves, drab with age, being quite worn away at much read verses by the forefingers of unpracticed readers in former days, where they were moved along under the line as an aid to the vision. The special verse in the Book of Ruth was sought out by Bathsheba, and the sublime words met her eye. They slightly thrilled and abashed her.